Not too bad, Darren.
Just right now, his work ethic. He's working real well for us, getting the system down, learning the game. It's a different game for him, but he's progressing pretty good. Malden's the outside guy, but again, he's one of the guys that's trying to make that next step in the second year. Doing a good job, working hard. Just need to continue to work hard and improve for us.
Coach talked about yesterday just how, he's looking for him to become an all-around linebacker.
That's the thing. You want, at this level, you want to be able to play all downs and be able to do everything required for the position, and that's what we want out of all the guys, to be able to just expand their game and be able to, contribute in different ways.
Do you think it's been kind of a transition for him at all difficult, going from a guy who was kind of just like a speed rusher last year?
I think when you come into the league, it's a big adjustment, and you have to get with the veteran leadership and your coaches and kind of find out how the NFL works. And I think that's a process for all young players.
Have you been impressed with Darren's game speed? We know obviously he could run, but ways on game day.
Yeah, the thing about game speed, in my opinion, is it comes with reps. The more you see things, the faster you're able to react, and then your natural speed takes over. So he's getting better at that, and he can run. And with the more times he sees things, it'll just continue to improve.
In particular, would you like to see him progress here before week one?
Just overall knowledge of the game. He's understanding our scheme. Now he has to understand how teams will attack us, attack him, and just be able to handle that.
Have you seen enough physicality from him to be comfortable that he can get off blocks at his weight?
That's part of my job, just to teach him how to get off blocks. And he's been, doing a good job. We practice it. It's something we do every day. Just have to work at it, hone your craft, and just understand that that's part of the duty of a linebacker.
From a little bit of an ignorant point of view, it's easy to say, oh, he's a small guy, he can't play up there and can't fight off the blocks. Is it more challenging for a guy who's maybe not 260 to go in there and fight off guards and centers to make plays?
I don't think you have too many 260 linebackers anymore. Yeah. So the size part of it, it's really not a big thing. When we drafted him, we knew what we were getting. We knew the temperament he had, and he's an aggressive player. He's physical. He'll come downhill, and he's pretty much a average size linebacker. I know he considered small, but when you look at him, he's 6'2", 230. He's put together pretty good.
So is that aggression then, I guess, make up for maybe the lack of weight a little bit?
I wouldn't call it lack of weight, but linebacker's a tenacious position, and you have to have that in you, and he has it.
What do you expect Aaron Henderson to bring now that you've gotten a real long look at him with your starters?
Aaron's been Aaron. He's a guy that's a veteran guy, and along with Dave, he's one of the leaders on that defense. And again, like I talked about, knowledge, he understands, he's seen the game before, and he's able to be professional in the field, in the meeting rooms, and help younger guys improve their study habits and things like that.
What impresses you the most about Dave? We've seen the consistency so much over the years.
That's the thing, consistency. It's ridiculous. He's just, I always say Dave's Dave, and Dave's going to go out there and he's going to work hard. He doesn't take anything for granted, and he has a standard that he wants to play at, and he goes out there every day and he works to meet that standard. So, what you get, what you see Dave do, you see it over and over and over. Consistency is his, should be his middle name.
What has he meant to Darren's development?
Past the Ohio State Michigan thing. Once you get past that, it's once we get the argument over with in the room, it turns into the question I can't answer. He can get to him, and he can say, here's what I look at, here's what I look for, and just help him along.
Have there been a lot of Michigan Ohio State arguments?
Just every day. Then add pepper into it, so it's really bad.
I was actually going to ask you something about that. I'm just curious, when their rookies come in, is there an actual advantage to guys who have played at that Ohio State level, in particular what they've been the last couple of years? Do they come in any differently, or are they kind of all at, ground zero when they start in the NFL?
Well, I'm a small school guy, so I look at it like this. If you can play, you can play. no matter where you're playing at, whether it's Division One, NAIA, if you can play, you can play. Most guys have been playing this game since they were 5 years old, so I say that all the time. If you can play, you can play, no matter where you play that.
Beyond the, I guess, prominent name guys that we've been asking here about, any of the lower profile younger guys stand out to you? And if so, who's kind of caught your eye?
Really, right now, the way the defense is kind of molding together, we're all just kind of trying to get that feel, and everyone's doing a good job. You can watch us in practice. We'll go out there. The energy's high. The emotions are high. Enthusiasm's high. They're just out there and trying to compete. And at this time, we're all trying to compete to get better. And then once we get better as a person, my unit gets better, and then the team gets better. So that's everybody out there. They're doing a job. They're competing, and we're getting better at the team.
What do you thought about Bruce Carter's camp so far?
Bruce is the same. Again, Bruce is not a rookie, but first time with us. He's played in the league, and he's seen things before. So Bruce is doing a good job of just understanding his role, getting better, understanding the defense, understanding how we want things done here, and he's been doing a good job for us.
Bruce is a player that has quite a bit of speed as well, and then Darren, we haven't seen it too much in regular season game, but comes in saying he's got a lot of speed. What does that allow you from an interior linebacker perspective, what's that allow you to do when you have guys that can run like that?
It just makes our overall defense faster. If you got guys on the field that can run, which all the guys can, you got guys that can run, you just put them out there and you're not worried about this, you're not worried about that. They're naturally gifted speed-wise, so they just go out there and they just make plays.